Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
Joining us in the studio, as he does every Wednesday, is friend of the show and film director, journalist extraordinaire, Mr. Brian M. Lloyd. Brian, welcome.
Welcome.
Now,
why am I saying welcome to you?
That's all right. I appreciate the kind of reciprocation. It's cool.
But you know when you do that, when you're like, have a great day. You too.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but
or
I'll
you
do
say
that.
Thank, or you say like, thank you. You too.
Yeah, yeah. Especially in shops or whatever. They'd be like, thank you. I'd be like, you too. Oh, and then I'm like, damn it. I'm so unslick. But anyway, we are indeed doing the film quiz. We're doing the film review. Brian comes in every week. And the cool thing about Brian is, one of the many cool things about Brian is, he gets to go to the films weeks before they've been out. Like, Brian's brought me to a few of these. They really are very cool. Like, weeks and weeks before the film's brought out, they bring you to this, like, secret location and they blindfold you. And it's this, like, old projector they set up and everything. And, you know, they search you when you're going in and everything. It's very exciting. And you get to see the films weeks before they come out. So Brian can tell us what we should be looking at, what we should be avoiding. It's all very exciting. So, Brian, you went to see Inside Out.
Yeah.
Which is out this Friday.
It is.
Now, you seem to love it.
I'm telling you right now, this is the best film I've seen so far in 2015. I really can't strongly recommend enough. You really need to go see this. It is gorgeous. It is brilliant. It is hilarious. It is really, really moving. It is really, really emotional. Just seriously, go see it. It's fantastic. 5 stars, 9.5 out of 10. Wow, Jesus,
brilliant.
Go see it.
There you go.
Okay,
I mean,
great.
What more do you want?
Yeah,
look,
honestly.
This Friday, and it's in 3D and everything.
Yeah.
And this is a film that I think will benefit from being in 3D. Because like, this is all animated. Like,
it's all
not
animated.
Live action.
Yeah.
The problem is when they try and make live action 3D and it just gives you a headache.
But it seems to be kind of gone out, though.
Like, I hate 3D for the most part.
Like,
I don't want to go near it.
Yeah. Like, less and less films are being, live action films are being put into 3D.
Do
like
you know what's funny?
I'm not a fan of 3D.
Yeah, no.
You know what the funny thing about 3D is? Huh. 3D was the thing they brought in to try and stop piracy.
Yeah.
Because what the film industry as a whole's plan was to make everything 3D so that there'd be no point in pirating it because you couldn't watch it properly. That was literally their plan. Mm. But everyone hated 3D.
But
so,
like, what I don't get about like that whole aspect of it is, right?
Yeah.
And this is just kind of, we're going off on one here. Like, I wouldn't want to watch a crap version of somebody doing it with a camera in the back. Like,
I don't know how people watch those films
on the
internet.
Yeah, I don't get it. Like, and I'm not just like saying this, you know, whatever.
No, I
like,
don't get it.
Like, why would you...
The cam rips, they're called. You go on the internet and look at someone filming it in a cinema. It's horrible. Like, Brian and I have done that a few times at the advanced screenings. We've filmed it with our phones and put it on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We're not supposed to tell Sony or anything,
no.
But like, we've done it a good few times.
Yeah.
But look, Brian...
We periscoped it a few times as well.
We did.
On the periscope.
How about we get down to business, all right? As well as coming in and giving us the film news and everything, Brian also sets us a film quiz. Now, this week was very interestingly done. There were questions tailored specifically to Kira and I, so that is exciting. So, Brian, how this works is we each got, you know, some clips and all of that kind of stuff, and then we had to, you know, try and guess what they were from and everything. So how about we go through it again from the top, as they say. So I will get the tense music.
Okay.
And we will get to it again. We started with Kira, I believe.
We started with Kira.
Yeah.
The question was, in the film The Incredibles, the villain Syndrome was voiced by Jason Lee, Jason Robards, or Jason Alexander.
Jason Lee, because I had no idea.
Correctamundo.
Good woman, Kira.
Good guess.
One for Kira.
Yeah. Now, my question.
Your question was, in the film... Alright, in the film Finding Nemo, Dory was voiced by Helen Hunt, Helen Bonham Carter, or Ellen DeGeneres, and you said...
Ellen DeGeneres.
That's one
there
for
you go.
Chris.
Good old Chris.
Okay, so the second question, of course, was the audio clip.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Kira, here you go. What film is this from?
Your mission log, stardate 4072. My ship has run off course en route to Sector 12. I've crash-landed on a strange planet. The impact must have awoken me from hypersleep. Terrain seems a bit unstable. No readout yet if the air is breathable. And there seems to be no sign of intelligent life anywhere.
Kira, what is that?
That was, of course, Toy Story, Buzz Lightyear.
Correctamundo.
Right, here was my clip. I don't know.
So,
what's a couple of bites like you doing out so late, eh?
Nothing. We're not doing anything. We're not even out.
Great! Then how'd you morsels like to come to a little get-together I'm having?
You mean like a party?
Yeah, you're right. A party. What do you say?
I really don't know.
Chris said the Rugrats.
Yeah. Was it the Rugrats?
No, it was not the Rugrats. It was Finding Nemo.
Oh, God's sake!
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I'm so bad at this.
Who does the voice of Nemo's father?
It is a guy called Albert Brooks.
Oh, okay.
He was in Drive. He was the Simpsons movie. Do you remember the guy? I forget his name. Cargill, Russ Cargill.
Okay.
From the Simpsons movie.
Yeah, yeah. He was
that
him.
Was him.
Oh, very interesting. There you go. All right. Well, Kira, we then had two more. We had one question more each. Mm-hmm. What was Kira's question?
Kira's question was, what is the name of the Finding Nemo sequel that is currently in
development? And I hadn't a clue.
Well, you said Dory.
Which was wrong.
Well, no, you were right. It's Finding Dory.
Kira just called it Dory, though.
She just called it Dory.
Do I get that point?
You get half a point.
I'll give you half a point.
Okay.
I'm still going to lose, so you still win, Kira. What was my final
question? Your final question was, true or false, the director of The Incredibles directed Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol, true or false?
What did I say? True.
You said true. Okay. Well, Chris, you were right.
Oh, good. Good for me. Okay.
So we are on a tiebreaker.
Oh, Jesus.
Are we?
Oh, are we? My God. We
okay,
are.
Okay, because, right.
No, we are.
Yeah, we're on a tiebreaker.
Oh, wow. Kira, how are you feeling about this?
I don't understand how we're on a tiebreaker.
Well, you got 2.5. You got a 1.5. Like,
oh, yeah, Kira got 2.5. Oh, fair enough. I guess
no,
you win,
like,
Kira.
That's, no, like, I mean, you said Dory. We'll give it to you. Like, we're on a tiebreaker. We're on a tiebreaker. I think that's fair.
Are we?
No, hang on. God, Matt. Jesus. Right.
And this is like less than 5 we're dealing with. This is numbers up to 3.
This
we're
is
not
like,
able to manage.
This is why...
I got 2 questions right.
Yeah.
Kira, how many did you get right?
2.5.
No, you got... The first one, right.
Yeah.
You got the clip right.
Clip right.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you got Dory half right.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess, yeah. Well, fair enough. Kira wins with 2.5 points.
Thank you.
I'm really sorry. My maths are terrible.
Yeah,
I'm
right. That's all right.
If we were to have gone to tiebreaker, though.
Well, here's what it would have been. Brian, was this what would we have to have done with this?
You would have needed to give me either the name of the film or the name of the song or the name of the artist.
Here we go. This was nice and broad. What would this have been?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Everybody sing it. Everybody sing it.
Chris, do you know this?
No.
Chris, you know this.
Dirty Dancing.
No.
The Rugrats theme.
No.
Hold on. Give it me another second and I get it. So this is from a film.
Yeah. There's
a calm surrender. Oh, The Lion King.
Wow. Wow. To the rush
of day. Oh, yeah, this is a good song.
The best animated film of all time, I think.
Well, you haven't seen Inside Out yet.
I was just going to say.
True. That is true.
Brian, what would you give The Lion King out of 10?
Do you know what, right? I'd give The Lion King 8 out of 10.
Well, so this film tomorrow is better, as in this coming out on Friday.
Well, no,
is better than
The
Lion King.
I'm just like, I'm looking at, like, you know, The Lion King in the fullness of time. And I thought there were certain parts of it that I thought didn't really work. I feckin' hated Timon and Pumbaa.
They were annoying, weren't
they? They were really, really annoying.
They were like the Kenan and Kel of The Lion King.
Yes.
Though I like Kenan and Kel, I don't think they worked in the Lion King setting.
Yes.
Yeah. It is where we are. Is this Elton John?
Yes.
That is Elton John.
Was this song done for The Lion King?
It was. They actually had like brilliant like people doing their songs back in the day.
Amazing music done
didn't
for
they?
The Lion King.
Yeah, they did.
They had like Peabo Bryson did the thing for like Aladdin, and like Phil Collins did the thing for Tarzan.
Beauty and the Beast is another one.
Was Celine Dion?
Well, no, not even that. Jessica Fletcher.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Angela Lansbury.
Yes. Yes.
Played Mrs. Potts.
Mrs. Potts. You know they're making a live action version of Beauty and the Beast.
Are they?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And you know who's going to play the Beauty?
Who?
Emma Watson.
It makes
that's
sense.
Cool. Who's going to play the Beast?
The guy's name is... my God, I'm actually blanking. He was in The Guest. Remember that film I was going on about like ages ago? The Guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing that was like Drive. The guy that's in that.
The guy who comes home from the army or something.
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
The gorgeous guy from Downton Abbey.
Yes, that guy. What's his name?
No idea.
The blonde lad.
But he's a beast at the start.
Yeah.
Oh boy. And then he turns into the cute guy from Downton Abbey. Yeah. That sounds like a good film. Well, look, Brian, we will finish on this touching note. Your Twitter's at Brian M. Lloyd, at Brian M. L L O Y D, at Brian M. L L O Y D. Go online. Give him a follow. His Twitter is, as I said, at Brian M. Lloyd. He's on the 7 o'clock show every Monday doing his film thing. And of course, he's in here. He's on Arena on RT Radio 1. I mean, he's doing it all. And you can go be his internet friend on Twitter. Mr. Brian M. Lloyd, thank you for coming in.
Thank
this
you.
Evening. Thank you. Thank you. Let's all hug.
Let's all hug. When the heart of the star-crossed Voyager beats in time with yours, and can you feel the love tonight? It is where we are. Chris and Kira. 2FM.